Well, welcome everyone. This is a phenomenal turnout. Such a great opportunity for our team to share more information about our project. You know, you've been reading about it in the press, and we're just so grateful for the opportunity to give you a first-hand account and have a conversation, share information, and then allow all of you to ask questions. That's why we're here. As Andrea mentioned, the presentation will run about an hour. You will hear from a panel of our experts. Every facet of the project is covered. So whatever questions you may have, we'll provide as much detail as we can. Additionally, just to preface my remarks and presentation, I have to tip my hat to all of you for the wisdom of having Sue Lessard as your town manager. She has been a phenomenal partner to work with, and it's just been an exceptional experience. So thank you, Sue. Additionally, Rich Rotella over here. I don't know if everyone knows Rich, but raise your hand. Rich, economic development, has been a key point of contact for us and has also been phenomenal. So I congratulate you on your wisdom. Some great resources here for your town. With that, just diving in to a little bit more about the project. So again, I'm Rob Piazio. I'm the CEO of Whole Oceans. And what we'll present here is essentially who, what, where, when, and how. Okay, so we're going to try and cover as many sort of aspects of the project as we can. Just some background information about salmon, the salmon market, why we're doing this in the first place. Thank you. Some bullet point items here. 2017, USA seafood trade deficit more than $13 billion per year. That's second only to oil as a natural resource item in the U.S. trade deficit. It's a huge issue for the country, there's simply not enough domestic production and arguably a national security risk. It's that real. Specific to the salmon market, the U.S. consumes roughly 500 million kilos per year times 2.2. For pounds, you're over, what, a billion pounds. Big numbers. Giant numbers. The fact that a lot of people are actually not aware of, virtually all of Atlantic salmon that is consumed in the USA is farmed. It's actually illegal to catch wild Atlantic salmon and eat it. Catch it all. So it's all farmed. It's all coming from farm sources. Additionally, 90% of that farmed fish consumed in the U.S. is imported from foreign offshore cage farms. 90% of that billion pounds of Atlantic salmon is imported. That's another big number. Roughly 400 million kilo potential for growth in the U.S. domestic salmon market. That's why we're focused on salmon. That's the fundamental opportunity that we're pursuing here economically. Obviously, if we grow it domestically, it's a fresh product, lower carbon footprint, food security issue I mentioned, traceability, where it comes from, straight down to the farm, you know exactly what it's eaten, so on and so forth. And lower costs. 25% of the cost, the wholesale landed cost of Atlantic salmon in the U.S. is from freight. That's a big number. A quarter of the cost of wholesale price for salmon is freight. So you immediately have a pricing advantage if you can produce domestically. Grown in Maine, made in the USA. We're proud about that. A little bit more about who we are. We're a Maine company. We're incorporated in the state. Our employees come from Maine. I grew up in Yarmouth. My brother's in the audience back there, worked for Bangor Savings. He lives in Falmouth. My parents live in Cumberland. We're from Maine. We're from Mainers. We are Mainers. We understand the state and the culture, and it's important for us to be here. We're part of this community. We care, not just about our bottom line, and you'll see that as we operate. We prefer that you judge us by what we do, not what we say, and we're confident over time you will see by our actions who we are and that we are genuine and that we want to be a part of this community for the long term. Seek to make our state and community proud? Absolutely. Now, what are we doing? We mentioned we've identified the salmon market in the U.S. as a big opportunity. I showed you some numbers. We can give you a lot more information in detail on that if you like. However, Whole Oceans is dedicated to only sustainable aquaculture, using the most advanced aquaculture technologies available. Those technologies, as you'll see later in the presentation, are called recirculating aquaculture systems, or RAS for short. And this technology has been around for decades, as you'll see. However, it's become more economic as an alternative to other forms of production due to rapidly lowering costs in the technology and the operations. So that's why you're seeing all of these recurring stories and interest in land-based fish production. It has a lower environmental footprint. You can source and grow locally, and it's now economically competitive with other methodologies. That's what's driving this acceleration of land-based aquaculture that you see recently. RAS systems are generally supported, I would say, if not the poster child, for responsible, sustainable protein production. We are supported by the Conservation Fund, which we have here this evening. Tom Duffus, sitting over there, is with the main chapter of the Conservation Fund. Tom, thank you. Steve Sommerfeld, whom you will hear from shortly, works for the Freshwater Institute, which is within the Conservation Fund. The Atlantic Salmon Federation, stewards for salmon preservation, conservation, and rehabilitation. Great friends of ours, very supportive of the project. Gulf of Maine Research Institute, Don Perkins down in Portland. Great friend of ours, incredibly supportive. What we do. I mentioned recirculating aquaculture systems. We'll get into a lot more detail about that, so I'll save that for our engineers and technology experts. I want to make sure people understand this point here. The panel that you have in front of you today has taken 6 years to assemble. We've been working on this project for a long time. And we've handpicked each of the people here for best in class. So whether it's on design and engineering or construction or any sort of expert that we have on our panel, this panel and everyone here is best in class globally. And so what we're going to produce and what we're going to create in Bucksport is a leading-edge facility. And what I mean by that is we will be one of the largest land-based salmon production facilities in the world, and we will have the most advanced technology available. We are cutting no corners, and this is a first-class operation. We are going to grow the best Atlantic salmon available, and we're going to make Bucksport proud. The next 100-year industry. I read Pat Ranzoni's book, Still Mill. Is Pat here? I've never met her in person, but I'd really like to. She's not. So that book had a lot of meaning for me. There's some really touching and heart-rendering stories in that book. And it impressed upon me the importance of utilizing this resource, this land, this site, and utilizing and executing well to create the next 100-year industry for this town. Families rely upon this industry for jobs, economic activity, well-being. This project is bigger than all oceans, frankly. This project is also about the community and is critically important and a huge responsibility for everyone on our team to understand that we have a responsibility beyond our company. We have a responsibility to the community. We want to be here for the long term. We want to create the next 100-year industry that the town can be proud of, have jobs at, good-paying jobs, and work with and integrate. That's a really important point for us. So, where are we going? Well, with the help of Sue, right? We're going to rename the site to One Salmon Point, Bucksport, Maine. There's some great poetic symmetry to that, if you like. Actually, predating, and this is in fact and still known, predating Bucksport itself, Native Americans referred to that section as Salmon Point. And the reason is because the Penobscot River at one time was the most densely populated habitat for wild Atlantic salmon in the world. And Native Americans could go right down on the shore and basically pull them out of the river. It was so bountiful. So, obviously things have changed. However, we see some wonderful symmetry in returning Salmon Point to Salmon Point. That's a big factor for us. Not every site is created equal. We looked for 5 years for a site focusing on Maine. And I would say we looked at every site in Maine, up and down the coast. And Bucksport and this Salmon Point blew everything else away. That's the easiest way to say it, and the most accurate way to say it. There's some technical parameters for these sites that are important: water quality, temperature, salinity, so on and so forth. But in addition to that, the existing infrastructure of the site, intake, discharge, natural gas, electricity, all of these things are critically important to a successful site location. And Bucksport had all of them. Everything is in place already, which greatly simplifies our work, our expense, and the timeline for permitting and everything else associated with new industrial activity. Mentioned the existing infrastructure, the culture fit. I touched on that. We mean every word right there. Bucksport is a town full of hardworking, proud, determined, resilient, get-it-done spirit. That's the sort of ethos we intend to emulate, that we aspire to, and that's just one of the reasons we think we're a great fit. How we do what we're doing, and our timeline. So this slide really addresses perhaps some of the stories you've been reading in the press about numbers with lots of zeros on them, and we just want to make sure that we give you a first-hand account of where we're headed and what that timeline is. So what we're doing is growing eggs, growing salmon from egg to harvest, the complete life cycle on land contained in our facilities. We'll be importing our eggs for the time being, at least, because we need a year-round supply of eggs. And locally, they're seasonal at the moment. So We are working with the USDA sample research facilities in Franklin about developing our own local rootstock. That will be a long-term initiative. Eventually, we want to convert to that. In the meantime, we'll be importing our eggs for that year-round supply to farm the fish. Site prep is to begin in the fall of this year. That's our current timeline. And so far, everything is going actually ahead of schedule, which is always nice. So we have every reason to believe that will start. What we're doing right now, and you'll see some activity around the site increasing over the next several weeks, really pre-construction work. We're doing site analysis, site testing, soil borings, so on and so forth, which is accumulating data to inform our final farm design. Once we have that process finished, we'll move into our site preparation again in the fall of 18. We expect that to last 2 or 3 months. And the idea would be to get our foundations poured in 18, get our building envelope up so we can continue working throughout the winter. That's our rough construction timeline. Nick Briner over there will give you a little more information on construction and how the farm operates. But in general, construction timeline to put fish in the tanks is 12 to 16 months. Nick assures me it's going to be on the low side of that, right, Nick? Exactly, right. 11 months. So anyway, 12 to 16 months. Then we start our fish production. The life cycle of Atlantic salmon in a land-based facility is roughly 22 to 24 months to harvest. You might have seen in the press that we've pre-sold our inventory. So we have an offtake agreement for 100% of our fish. So we basically placed it already with a distribution partner. And that goes to basically reinforce the supply and demand dynamics for salmon. They're so compelling, they're so strong. That was a major part of our business strategy, pre-placing fish. Okay, so I'll give a little intro. This video is actually on our website, so some of you may have seen it before. For those who haven't, it's really it's an animated illustration rendering to help people visualize the context of what we're talking about. So we're throwing a lot of numbers and timelines and everything else. We thought it would be useful just to help share the scale and scope of the project through this video. So it's a couple minutes long. If maybe we could just dim the lights a little bit at this point. Thanks, Jim. Jim Booth, be right away, phenomenal. I mean, thank you for this facility. This is incredible. I mean, this is... Thanks, Jim. So with that, I'll show the video, and then following me, my colleague Ben Woldauer will further describe RAS inside the building and also introduce our team, our extended team. Thank you.